Vic, now, of course, you have your production company, and you named it Irving Productions. It could have been named Schmitz. Your name was familiar in this town. Why did you choose Irving?
Well, I had been fortunate in having a name that had some exposure here for 8 years or so, from 57 until 66, almost 9 years. It happened that when I left KAKC in March of 66, a great mentor of mine named Don Mitchell, who was an ad man here in town, worked for Watts Paint Advertising, and later, just shortly after that, formed a company called Advertising Incorporated with four other partners. Don Mitchell was the man I probably owe most to from a standpoint of being able to really get in and delve into advertising in that phase of my career. But he said, I'm getting ready to do something different. I'm going to be leaving Watts Paint Advertising. And he said, last year we did about a half a season of producing a show called The Glenn Dobbs Show. Glenn Dobbs was the TU football coach and athletic director in the mid-60s. They were so successful. They'd beaten OSU, and they'd beaten so many other teams, and they were leading the nation in their passing attack, and they had Howard Twilley, and they had Billy Anderson and Jerry Rome and all these great players that were getting national recognition. He said, we did about four or five of the shows at the end of the season last year because it was just such a hyped-up deal. So many victories. He said, I've got that all set up to be on Channel 8, but I can't take anything with me. When I leave Watts Paint and set up this other company, I cannot take anything, any clients. Of course, he ended up getting them, but I mean, the point was that he couldn't take anything with him. And he said, and there's nobody at Watts Paint that would know what to do with producing this show. Don had already, by the way, hired me to start producing Otasco commercials and even doing more of the voice work for Otasco at that time. That's how we'd gotten acquainted. So he said, do you think you could do it? And I said, well, I know Glenn because I'd known him with promotions that KAKC had done with TU, promoting the games and different things out at the stadium. I said, I would love to try it. And he said, well, let me set up lunch with Glenn and we'll see what he says. So we set up lunch with Glenn. He said, I'd love to have that. That'd be great. So I said, okay, I'll take it over for this year, which will still be at Channel 8. As soon as I found out all the details about the program at Channel 8, I decided right then and there this was either going to be the last year I did this or I was going to move the show and change the entire format. Envision this. This was a football show using nothing but black and white footage shot from the very top of the booth in the stadium. Now, the stadium had not been enlarged at that point. It was being enlarged, I guess that's what it was. And it was shot by an older fella who had done it forever. It was shot with one camera, total wide angle, because it was literally the game evaluation film that Dobbs used all week long to go back in, and he could see every player on the field and everything that they were doing or not doing. And as a result, that was the footage that I had to use. And I would show up out of Channel 8. Now get this. This show ran between 8 and 8:30 on Sunday morning after the football game on Saturday afternoon or Saturday night. So it had to be put together, edited, strung together, and then get Glenn to say a few things that we could sort of tie all the pieces together because you couldn't show the whole game using that footage. And yet it was all sold. Don Mitchell had already sold that show. So I just took over as the producer. Don left Watts Paint and went to set up his other company. That's how it happened. And so I just simply decided that from that point on, if I was going to be involved, I was going to move it. So I started shopping around to the other two stations here in town. KJRH, which at that time was KVOO-TV, decided right away they'd like to have the show. My recollection is that they gave me an hour, which I had to then go sell, an hour show on Sunday afternoon, and it was either from 4 to 5 or 5 to 6, which wasn't a bad time to have a football show, and we would shoot it in color. They were the only, as I recall, the full-color station here in town. So as a result, I hired their main cameraman, a guy named Jim Abbott, out at Channel 2. They didn't have another guy that I really was comfortable with. I knew Red Statham, a fellow named Red Statham, who was a cameraman, news guy, out at Channel 8. So I said, well, can you freelance? He said, yeah. And I said, you want to shoot the other camera? Because I wanted two cameras, one up in the booth with Jim shooting the stuff, but mainly shooting it for our broadcast. I didn't care about whether Dobbs saw all the players or not, see. I wanted to show the plays. And then I asked Red, how about you shooting it from the ground? You didn't need to hear all that. I apologize for that. But to answer your question, how did Irving come to be? The agency, which was still Watts Paint, handling all the accounts that were sponsoring this show, said, well, we need to sign you up as the producer of the show. What's the name of your company? I said, Well, I don't have a company. So, well, we just need to call it anything. We need to put in on the contracts that we're dealing with. And they said, well, why don't we just call it Dick Schmitz Productions? And I said, just give me a day to think about that. So I thought about it some more, and I talked to Alma, and I talked to Don, again, my mentor. And he said, well, that'd be all right. You could call it that. At the time we were making that decision, there was a record out called The Ballad of Irving, the 142nd fastest gun in the West. It was done by Frank Gallup, who was the old announcer for the old Perry Como television show. And it was one of the funniest records, maybe the funniest record I've ever heard. We laughed about that. We probably played that thing for each other, Don and I did, every day, or at least a couple of times a week. It was just hysterical, and we'd laugh and laugh. I said, let's just call it Irving Productions, the 142nd fastest production company in the city of Tulsa. He said, well, you can call it that. So I said, I'm going to try that. And I said, you know, the more I thought about Dick Schmitz Productions, the more I thought, my gosh, if this thing goes down in flames, I don't want to go with it. Because I was already thinking about starting up the production company to do more than just Otasco spots and things of that nature. So sure enough, that's what we did. We called it Irving Productions. And then a friend of mine who was a graphic artist out on 15th Street, a fellow named Frank Andrews, said, let me make you some letterhead and I'll do a logo for you. Well, you pay for those things. I said, well, I can't afford to do that. I'm just getting started. He said, that's all right. Let me see what I can do. He hired a graphics guy that he used, who was a mechanic at American Airlines, to do this logo that I have, which is painted on my wall out here in the front. It's been there almost from day one when we moved out here in the mid-70s or late 70s when my son painted that on the wall. And the logo has been the same ever since. The only thing we did from the logo he gave us, which had the gun at the end, we pulled a flag out of it and said Productions, Inc. on the flag. That's how Irving Productions came to be. It's a funny name, and people are going to remember it a lot easier than they could Dick Schmitz.